The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Karen Rouleau, the Executive Manager of Netball Northern Ireland. Karen, a total delight as always. So, first of all, tell me a little bit about the confidence in the side heading into Glasgow.
Oh, hi, Andy. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's lovely to catch up with you. I'm really excited to see how the squad, what performances they put out in Glasgow. They've been working really hard. And I think we've picked a really interesting squad. There's a mix of experience. Obviously, we've some girls who are going to Glasgow for their second games there, so they've been to four games, and some players who it's going to be their first time experience in that environment. A real mixed blend of that experience and that youth coming through there. And obviously, as well as that, our entire management team have never experienced a Commonwealth Games before. So for them, this is a huge experience and opportunity as well for them to show what they can do. Very mindful, obviously, we're currently ranked 14th in the world. So we're going in as complete underdogs and everything. And probably the expectation is from other nations that we will come 12th. So I think for us, it's around understanding that those group stage matches are going to be extremely challenging. And it's around us being able to put out really solid performances as a team and setting our own targets within those games as to what we want to achieve, what players we want to expose, what combinations we want to see out there, and what impact we can actually have quarter by quarter across all of those games. And then ultimately, wherever we find ourselves in the placing matches, going out and giving the strongest performance of the tournament, and trying to finish really strongly to give loads of confidence going into World Cup qualifiers in September.
Where do you see things in terms of growth and competitiveness compared to, say, Birmingham?
I think this has probably been one of the most challenging squads to select. The Shona and her fellow selectors had a really tough time. And obviously, Commonwealth Games is a wee bit different in terms of how that selection process happens, in that there's quite a long list submitted quite far out from final selections. So there were probably around 20, 21 athletes in contention right through until we did the final selection. The strength coming through in our underage groups is really exciting. Sadly, we have been hit by multiple injuries like other squads as well.
Yeah.
But I think particularly from our under 23, under 21 age group, we've had a number of ACLs in the last 12 months. So athletes that may have been pushing for more contention haven't been able to do that as they've been recovering from injury. But even so, still that 20 plus athletes that were fighting for those 12 places, it definitely wasn't easy decisions. And I know there was multiple headaches around how to go around choosing that final 12, but ultimately complete confidence in the 12 that have been selected and the three non-travelling reserves as well, who have been supporting all the way through and continue to be at training camps and pushing the girls as they work towards putting their best performances out there in Glasgow.
Have you noticed a bit of a maybe cultural or mindset shift under Shona or not? Has that always been there between the players?
I think probably because of the nature of Northern Ireland, there's always been a real positive culture within the group. Like, these athletes play each other week in, week out at club netball. They know each other well. They've grown up together. They've come through the pathway together. So I think there's always been a really close bond within the group. This is probably the first cycle really that we've had more younger athletes breaking into that squad, and I think what Shona has brought is a real cohesion to the group, but actually a real opportunity for check and challenge too. I think there's so many different experiences within that unit now. Obviously, we have Shona with Weston Park Blades and Forest. We have Michelle McGee with Birmingham Panthers. We've Neve with Forest. We've Caroline, who's previously been at Thunder and Rhinos. Do you know, so we have a real mix of players who've been exposed to different environments and at different levels. Obviously, the netball clubs that we have in Northern Ireland are normal domestic clubs, who are playing week in, week out, and they have everything from international warrior athletes in their squads right through to players who just want to play to have fun. Whereas then we have the likes of Michelle and Neve and Evelyn in the Next Gen series and Orla in the Next Gen series as well, who are used to that higher level of professionalism and commitment and intensity, I suppose, of what's expected. So I think what Shona has been able to do really well is bring all of that together and provide a bit of understanding around raising the standards of those athletes that aren't exposed to that level of professionalism or, you know, intensity on a daily and weekly basis, and merging that gap between the two. I think definitely our senior leadership team set really high standards as well, and the link that they have with the management team is really strong, and making sure that that message flows through the entire squad. So I think she's done a really good job to bring it together. Obviously, Shona's not based in Northern Ireland either. And a number of our athletes live in England either for uni or work and are travelling across for camps. All of our camps are generally in Northern Ireland. So it's not an easy task, something that we fully understand when you're not on site all the time. So I think being able to manage that, and it's all for me around that clarity of communication around what's expected of each other, and being responsive to those opportunities as well, and being able to check and challenge in a professional and respectful way. So I think she's achieved that really well. Obviously Elaine was in before that, and Elaine has been around the squad for a long, long time and led it and created a real cohesive unit, and I think that's filtered through to now Shona really well.
Hi, this is Niamh Cooper, you're listening to The Netball Show.
And the way the players all get together, even though they're different ends of the country, realistically as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I certainly don't take that for granted at all. I think that's down to the commitment and the dedication of the group. They understand what it means to play for Northern Ireland. And it's not, you know, it's not easy. It's a huge dedication from them. It's a huge commitment from them. We try and support in as, you know, professional performance system as we can. But ultimately, we do have some constraints around that. And then you add in the travel element. And while I appreciate Northern Ireland and England, Scotland, Wales aren't that far away from one another, the bit of water does make a big difference. You know, it's not just a case of getting in the car and driving up the road at your own pace. It's very much determined by flight availability, flight times, and flight delays on many occasions that can have an impact on what the schedule looks like for the training camps. So I do think, in terms of how supportive the group are of each other and how understanding they are, that, you know, sometimes not everyone can make it to camp, and that's okay, but what are they doing outside of that to stay connected? And I think, as I say, the senior leadership team and the management team lead that really well. But ultimately, the players that play for Northern Ireland are committing wholeheartedly to play for Northern Ireland, and we are really grateful that they continue to do that.
Have you managed to sneak along to training yet? Maybe go unnoticed and see how the team's looking so far. Come on, confess.
Yeah, I go to the odd session. Certainly, it's not something that I do on a regular basis. I think very much I'm there as a supporter, and I'm there to help. I'm not there to keep an eye on anything or check in on what's going on. I have full faith in the people that we have in those positions. Shona and I are in communication quite a bit around whatever is needed to happen. And that's not just within that warrior setup. That's obviously within the entire pathway right now that Shona is leading on. So yes, I've attended a few, not many, but obviously the girls know across playing group. I see them at club matches. You know, I see them at our Premier League on a Friday night, because I would be there on occasion umpiring or just down to watch. So I do see the players quite a bit, but not necessarily always in that Warriors environment. And as I say, our communication groups are quite active, and we do have a Warrior leadership group WhatsApp that I am involved in. So there's times that there's a need for me to respond, and there's times it's not. It's very much for me to let Shona, the management team, and the athletes do their thing, and for them to know that I'm there if they need me.
Yeah. Finally, Karen, working with multiple partners, it seems, on a new netball delivery programme. The first one of these being announced, so what can you share about that?
I think the joy of Northern Ireland is that we are quite small, and we do have a hand in everything from primary school netball, social netball, right through to the international squads. So it's really exciting when we get new initiatives coming along. We have two staff members who are employed as Here If You Need Officers are their titles, and technically they are really just the face of Netball NI out in the community and out at different engagement programmes. So one of the new ones that has just been started, Andy McGee is leading on, and it is with WISPA, and it's just around getting netball out there to more people and to different people. So not necessarily to our club players or our social groups, anyone who knows about netball already. This is a different group altogether. And it's something we're really proud of. I'm not sure if you picked up recently, but a number of our walkers went to Jersey for an event last weekend, and it's been covered quite widely in the media, which is really exciting. So we do have multiple initiatives going on within the community as well as within the performance programme. So I think that's the bit that's really exciting. And you see that whenever those members and those players and those people who just want to participate for a bit of fun come along, and then you get to say to them, actually, the Warriors are going to be in Glasgow. That's really exciting if you want to buy your tickets or if you want to watch on TV. And they just love being part of that community. And I think the connection between our performance athletes and our general members is really good. There's a real respect there, a real desire to support the squad, and a real desire from the Warriors to do Northern Ireland proud and the wider membership proud as well.
Karen, brilliant as always. Speak soon.
Thanks so much, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.